time to take a listen to the interviews from last Saturday's Island Life. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you by Island, who boast Waiheke's largest collection of local gifts, craft and clothing. You'll find them in Ocean View Road, Oniroa. Last Saturday, Dion talked to daughter Ray from the Waiheke Waste Resource Trust and choir master Pat Ehrlich.
It is time to talk to Miss Daughter Ray. Good morning, Daughter. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Now, Daughter Ray is from... Where are you from, Daughter?
I work for Clean Stream Waiheke, and I also do some work for the Waste Resource Trust.
Yeah. Awesome. And Clean Stream Waiheke is, for those who don't know...
Well, we used to run the tip, and at the moment we're just deciding what we're going to do now. We're probably going to get into community energy.
Yay. Yep. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, you're also in charge of Junk to Funk, which
yes,
is coming
indeed.
Up. Yay.
It's coming up really soon. It's coming up on the 2nd and 3rd of October.
Yeah.
So, in like 3 weekends.
Holy moly. Now, Junk to Funk is like a fashion show?
Yeah, it's a wearable art from recycled material. So, definitely the theme is recycle and reuse, what we can do with all those things out there that other people see as rubbish. We also have a non-wearable category, which is junk to functional, so creating a usable object.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's but mostly cool. It's a catwalk show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the ages sort of run right from wee little ears to
Yeah, there's adults. There's three age categories. The junior is up until, 10, and then intermediate, and then senior.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. And if people are interested in getting... a costume into this show, how do they go about it?
Well, they need to get in quick. Registrations will close next week. It was meant to close today, but I know that there's so many people working so hard, so I'm just gonna accept them next week as well. And they need to get in quick. They need to contact me either by phone or email and just fill out a registration form. I can send them one by email or whatever. It's pretty easy.
Yeah,
I just need to know what their name is, what the costume's going to be, and
yay,
really easy. Then they just need to turn up on the day and, well, turn up the week before for some practices and turn up on the day and have some fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. So the costume just has to be made out of recycled goods, which
you get more points for the more recycled materials you use.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And do you have a pool of stuff, like, is there an area at the tip that is keeping recycled
well,
stuff?
Well, we ran some construction clubs earlier in the month. Earlier in the month we ran some construction clubs. We had a whole bunch of rubbish. My life was like junk for weeks. And people came and got materials, got ideas and got some help with their costumes. And there were some really cool things being made. So it's going to be a great show.
Yay. Yeah. Hey, what are the categories?
There's 5 categories. 4 of them are wearable. 1 is called Local Heroes. And that's about being inspired by a person, someone that you love or want to have something to do with. And there is Use Your Head, which is a hat category. There's Flights of Fancy, which is about being inspired by your imagination. Pretty much anything goes on that one. And the last wearable category is Good Natured, which is inspired by nature. And then the 5th category is the non-wearable category, which is Junk to Functional. Just make something that's a usable object.
I think I remember that from the last Junk to Funk a couple of years ago, the Junk to Functional.
Yeah, it's definitely been an old favourite.
Yeah.
And some really amazing things get made. So.
Yay. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are just $5. And
cheap.
They're on sale now, and it's almost always sold out. So I would be going and getting my ticket now. You can get them from the Waste Resource Trust office here in Artworks, or the Lazy Lounge, or Shop the Rock.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's $5 a ticket, people.
That's
super
right.
Cheap. You've got no excuse. Hey, thanks, Daughter.
That's
and
all right.
Just while you're here, E-Day was, when was that, last week?
That was last Saturday, and it was a huge success. We had a drop-off of computer waste and other kind of electronic material, and we had 117 cars come, which was way over the expected number of 84, I think they estimated. We collected something like 12 tons of stuff. It was really incredible. Oh, we filled an entire curtain cider. So it was a wonderful day. Heaps of volunteers, Waiheke Freight and Tom Ryan Carter just did a wonderful job. Yeah. It was a huge success, and it was all thanks to Waiheke. So
that's awesome.
It was lovely.
There you go. So good on you, people. E-Day, that's like getting rid of all your old cars and your electronic equipment.
Yeah.
And all that sort of stuff. So that gets recycled? Does it go somewhere?
It does. It definitely gets recycled. Yeah. It gets taken to a consolidation point, sorted out, and then shipped to various places. Like if it can be recycled in New Zealand, it will be. Otherwise, it's going to go to South Korea.
Awesome.
So that's great. Very good.
Hey, well, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And thanks for your time.
All right. See ya.
Thanks, daughter. That was Miss Daughter Ray. So good on you, people. You're doing a good job out there. And for those who are new to Waiheke, it's just a little introduction about what we're about. Joining me in the studio, I have Mr. Ehrlich. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Dion. I'm good.
Hey, other than being a quite well-known singer yourself, you also started up a men's choir.
Yeah, that's right. Well, inspired by the wonderful Sister Shout, because I've done a few gigs with them. The only male to have ever sung with Sister Shout.
Wow.
Quite privileged.
What an honour.
Yes, I reckon. But, you know, working with them, I thought, wouldn't it be good if Waiheke had a men's choir as well? So about this time last year, actually, I suppose, or maybe a bit later, started up, held some auditions.
Awesome.
And although I didn't say no to anyone, I couldn't. And it worked out really well. Even those guys that I thought, we're on the borderline, they just got better, you know what I mean? So it's working out really well.
That's cool. What did they have to do in the audition?
Oh, they just had to, like, sing a scale and try and keep and sing in time, basically. So you just want to test their pitch and their time.
And
most of them were pretty good. Yeah. Some of them were really good.
Yeah. So you guys have practices every week and...
Yeah, every week for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and always get, I think there's like a total of 15 in the choir, and we usually get at least 12 to rehearsal, you know, so that's pretty cool,
good.
You know, because everyone's got obligations, you know, family stuff that they need to do, and you can't always make every rehearsal, but we've had like 3 gigs, and just like not paid gigs or anything like that, just sort of community. Parties or the concert for Sally Ann, that thing, and... tomorrow we're singing at Mora Hall as part of the celebration for the Peace Walk.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that.
So that's when, so it starts at Ostend, the Peace Walk, doesn't it, at 11?
Yeah. At 11.
And down to Matiatia and then to the hall?
Mora Hall, I think Sister Shout and Ben Cara are going to kick it off. I'm not sure what order that's in, but I think 1 o'clock things are,
the
music starts at Mora Hall. Yeah, and we'll be on, I don't know, 1:30, 1:45, something like that.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. So what sort of numbers do you
do? We do pop music mostly, I mean, we do a few standards that, you know, if you're in a choir, you've got to do like Scarborough Fair and Swing Low Sweet Chariot, that sort of thing. But we also do REM, The One I Love.
Oh,
we do Metallica. Oh, the Beatles. There's a couple of nice mushy songs, like one by Bread, you know that one? If a picture paints a thousand words. And the crowd love that one. Yeah, it's real mushy and nice. And it's fun for me, sort of arranging all the harmonies and that. Sometimes I do a little bit before, but usually it's on the hop, you know what I mean? And also I get the boys to contribute as well. Like if they've got a good idea about how things might go, then we incorporate that into the the arrangement as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. So you've got about 15 in your choir so far.
Yeah. We've only got a repertoire of about 9 or 10 songs, and but, you know, we like to sort of get them good rather than have 20 songs that are mediocrely done, you know. It'd be better to put more work into less songs, you know. So I think we're doing 4 tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, if someone's interested in joining the men's choir, how do they go about it?
Well, it's a tricky one, that, because I'm not doing any intakes at the moment, because I just want to get the group solid. Like, if we get new people, I had an intake about 6 weeks ago, and we had, like, 3 new members, or 4 new members, And they've got to catch up with all the songs that they didn't know before that we've been doing for the last year, sort of thing.
So if you take on new members,
it compounds it, and it makes it too hard, you know.
Yeah.
So probably won't be doing any more entries this year. I'd say it'll be like March next year or something like that.
So we're just going to look out for when you're next performing and come check you out.
That's right.
Do you do anything like barbershop quartet sort of style stuff or Shanana stuff? Or?
Well, not really. I think Swing Low would be as close as we come to a sort of a light entertainment, almost comedy sort of thing. We do it's a sort of a tongue-in-cheek thing, like we kind of overdo the choiry element of it, you know, the choir boy sort of side of it a little bit at the beginning and then get quite, well, energised in the middle, you might say. But that's one of the songs we're doing tomorrow, so come along and check that out. Yeah,
1 o'clock.
Yeah, we're called V12, by the way.
V12.
Yeah, because there was 12 of us originally, and we thought vocal 12, also, you know, V12.
V12 for the car, yes.
You know, so it's all very masculine and all the rest.
That is great. Hey, awesome. Hey, thanks, Pat, for coming and talking about
thanks for having me, Dion.
V12.
Yeah.
And I look forward to checking out some of your guys' performances.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Awesome.
You've been listening to the interviews from last Saturday's Island Life, our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. Island Life is brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, and the interviews are replayed on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. They're also available as a download from our website, www.waihekeradio.org.nz. Island Life is brought to you by Island, the shop with Waiheke's most eclectic collection of local art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac. Island, Ocean View Road, Onirola.